Welcome to Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Oakland Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jerry Brown. Batting second. The shortstop, Carlos Berga. Batting third. The first baseman, Keith Hernandez. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Candy Maldonado. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Corey Snyder. Batting sixth. The DH, Chris James. Batting seventh. The catcher, Sandy Alomar. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Steve Springer. Batting ninth. The center fielder, Stan Jefferson. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Greg Swindell. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ricky Henderson. Batting second. The third baseman, Carney Lansford. Batting third. The DH, Jose Canseco. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Mark McGuire. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Dave Henderson. Batting sixth. The catcher, Terry Steinbach. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Felix Jose. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Mike Gallego. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Willie Randolph. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Scott Sanderson. And now, play ball. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Brown strikes out. 1 out. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Berga hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randolph scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hernandez hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Henderson hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Carney Lansford batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Lansford hits a pop-up into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Canseco hits a fly ball into center field. Jefferson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Candy Maldonado batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Maldonado hits a fly ball into right field. Jose settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Snyder hits a line drive into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Chris James is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. James hits a line drive into right field. Jose settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. McGuire hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Athletics. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Henderson strikes out. 1 out. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Steinbach hits a line drive towards short. Berger reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Felix Jose batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Jose takes first base on ball 4. Mike Gallego is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gallego strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Alomar strikes out. 1 out. Steve Springer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Springer strikes out. 2 outs. Stan Jefferson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Jefferson hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Willie Randolph is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Randolph hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Henderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Henderson takes first base on ball 4. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. There goes Henderson. The throw from Alomar and he is out, Berga applying the tag. 2 outs. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Lansford is 0 for 1 in the game. Lansford hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Canseco is 0 for 1 in the game. Canseco hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lansford moves to second. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. McGuire is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. McGuire hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lansford scores. Canseco moves to second. It's 2-0, Athletics. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Henderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Henderson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Canseco scores. McGuire moves to second. It's 3-0, Athletics. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Steinbach is 0 for 1 in the game. Steinbach hits a line drive into left field. Maldonado settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards first. McGuire scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Brown for the out. 1 out. Carlos Berga batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Berga is 0 for 1 in the game. Berga takes first base on ball 4. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Hernandez is 0 for 1 in the game. Hernandez hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Berga moves to second. Candy Maldonado is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Maldonado is 0 for 1 in the game. Maldonado strikes out. 2 outs. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Snyder is 0 for 1 in the game. Snyder hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Steinbach scoops up the ball and tags Snyder for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Felix Jose is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Jose is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Jose strikes out. 1 out. Mike Gallego is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Gallego is 0 for 1 in the game. Gallego takes first base on ball 4. Willie Randolph is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Randolph is 0 for 1 in the game. Randolph hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Chris James is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. James is 0 for 1 in the game. James hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Alomar is 0 for 1 in the game. Alomar hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. James moves to third. Steve Springer is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Springer is 0 for 1 in the game. Springer hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. James tags and scores. 1 out. It's 3-1, Athletics. Stan Jefferson is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Jefferson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jefferson hits a line drive into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. There's a wild pitch. Alomar moves to second. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Brown is 0 for 2 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sanderson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Alomar moves to third. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Berga is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Berga hits a ball on the ground towards first. McGuire scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Berga for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Henderson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Henderson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Jefferson. Henderson reaches second base with a double. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lansford is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lansford strikes out. There goes Henderson. Here's the throw, and he's safe. 1 out. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Canseco is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Canseco strikes out. 2 outs. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. McGuire is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. McGuire hits a fly ball into center field. Jefferson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Hernandez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hernandez hits a ball on the ground towards first. McGuire scoops it up and throws to first, with Sanderson covering, for the out. 1 out. Candy Maldonado is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Maldonado is 0 for 2 in the game. Maldonado hits a line drive into left center field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Todd Burns now pitching. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Snyder is 0 for 2 in the game. Snyder strikes out. 2 outs. Chris James is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. James is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. James hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gallego scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Henderson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Henderson hits a fly ball into center field. Jefferson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Steinbach is 0-for-2 in the game. Steinbach hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Felix Jose batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Jose is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Jose hits a line drive into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Alomar is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Alomar hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Steve Springer is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Springer is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Springer strikes out. There goes Alomar. Here's the throw, and he's safe. 1 out. Stan Jefferson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Jefferson is 0-for-2 in the game. Jefferson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randolph scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Alomar moves to third. 2 outs. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Brown is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Gallego is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Gallego is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Gallego hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Willie Randolph is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Randolph is 0-for-2 in the game. Randolph hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Henderson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Henderson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Rick Honeycutt now pitching. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Berga is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Berga hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Hernandez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hernandez hits a pop-up towards short. Gallego settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Dennis Eckersley now pitching. Candy Maldonado is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Maldonado is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Maldonado strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lansford is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lansford hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jose Canseco batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Canseco is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Canseco hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 5-1, Athletics. Steve Olin now pitching. Mark McGuire batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. McGuire is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. McGuire hits a ball on the ground towards third. Springer fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Henderson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Steinbach is 0-for-3 in the game. Steinbach hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Walt Weiss now playing shortstop. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Snyder is 0-for-3 in the game. Snyder hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Henderson. Snyder reaches second base with a double. Chris James is at the plate with a count of 2-2. James is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. James hits a line drive into left field. Henderson picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Henderson. Snyder scores. It's 5-2, Athletics. Sandy Alomar batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Alomar is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Alomar hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Deion James pinch hits for Steve Springer. Deion James is at the plate with a count of 0-2. James hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Stan Jefferson is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Jefferson is 0-for-3 in the game. Jefferson hits a line drive towards short. Weiss reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Oakland Athletics, 5, and Cleveland Indians, 2. Goodbye from Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland.